What's happening, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Baseballer Show. My name is Bobby O'Neill. I'm here with Ian Jenkins and Jake Sabicki. What's happening, guys?
What's up?
What's going on? I just had an entire pot of coffee, so I'm going to be talking a little quick today.
Wired, baby. Let's go.
Dude, so baby, wired. Ready to rock. Dude, so today we're going to be switching things up a little bit. We're going to be going through the top three memes of the week. I'm going to lead us off and talk about my boy, Kirby Connell, with the crazy facial hair. This dude has a wild flow. He's got the Raleigh fingers facial hair, and that dude just looks like he's about to close the curtains every time he steps up to the plate.
Curtains, baby.
Straight curtains.
It's intimidating when you see a force like that out there.
Bro, if I ever sign this guy to my team, he's instantly, if he doesn't have the facial hair, I'm going to make him like sit on the bench until that dude grows it out, because that thing looks intimidating.
Do you think he has the most electric facial hair out of anybody on the bump?
I mean, bro, he looks like a straight, like, I don't even know. He looks like a lumberjack hybrided with just like a sailor. I don't know what he is, but that thing just looks absolutely scary, and it's not even like super well groomed, so he just looks like he's about to just like just get up there and like fight you.
There's something about the guy's appearance when he gets on the mound that like he's about to try to come after you, and you know, like everything about him just says I don't give a fuck, except for when he wins. Like, he's like, I care more than anybody on the field. You're like, damn it, dude. What a lose-lose situation for a hitter to see a guy like that.
There is something to be said about someone who just like doesn't even take care of their body. They just look absolutely sloppy, but then they just go shut it down. Like, you got the Bartolo Colons of the world that are just like just shoving it, and you're like, bro, this guy's, he's not even the Greek god like all the other guys on the staff, and he's just still making me look like an absolute idiot.
Those guys are typically great clubhouse guys, from what I've learned.
The best.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Awesome. You, Darvish, and Kikuchi. I thought this was hilarious. Dude being okay with the bottle of whatever he's drinking, and all of a sudden on his ass at the end of the night. That is hilarious. I think it shows that these guys are humans too. What I would like to know is how many of these guys actually take shots before they go out and play, because I know that's a thing, and I feel like these guys do it. Relieve some nerves, you know. I don't know.
I think a lot of them do. I think it's I shouldn't say a lot of them do, but I think I'm with you. It's a thing. I mean, I knew guys in college that some of them would play high, and I'm like, how is that possible to smoke some weed and go hit a ball? Like, impossible. But everybody's got their thing in baseball. It's just like we were talking about the appearance. Guys don't take care of them. You walk into a major league clubhouse, you're going to see 25 different bodies. Physical, non-physical, athletic, non-athletic, and so I think something like that, take a quick little shot before you get out there. Closers might do it. They, you know, who knows, but I'm with you on that one. I think they do. I do love to see that too, just these regular dudes being regular dudes, like,
yeah,
just getting hammered with,
yeah,
with,
you're like,
your buddies. Yeah, they are human beings. It's good.
Yeah,
we have to come back to what happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse. So I'm not at liberty to discuss what was taking place in pro ball. But in college, I had a completely different world than you did, man. I was at a private Christian university. So if anyone was caught drinking, they were kicked off the team. So.
Oh, man. Man, that's crazy. In my college, that was not the case, brother. Let me tell you that. It was not the case. That's all I'm going to say. I went to a bunch of different schools, so take your pick. But
all the same. I actually commented on this one on the Baseballer page, and I like this one. I can't remember the numbers, but it's like, if you had 10 at bats against a big leaguer, how much money are you making? And I think it was, home run was a mil, a base hit was probably, I don't know,
10k.
You got the numbers there? Let me tell me the numbers. About, so
foul tip was 100, ball in play is 1,000, base hit is 10,000, and home run is a mil.
Yeah, see, I commented 10 mil. Everyone's like, yep, me too. I'm like, bullshit. I think, in all honesty, like, a big league pitcher, if you took a big league ace, I don't think I'm making a dollar. I'm going to say this because I think I'm the guy that's like fucking cranked everything. I'm cranking everything. I just want these big leaguers to know that I'm not touching the ball. I know that. My fans might not know that, but I know that. If you take an ace, I don't think I'm even foul tipping a ball. If you're talking like right now, if you just jumped off the couch, didn't train, jump in a game, even as an ex like hitter, like a baseball player, I don't think I'm coming close. You give me an average guy that's low 90s, I might put a ball in play. I might foul one or two off, but yeah, man, it is just so hard.
Yeah, man, my 7-year-old cousin punched me on wiffle ball the other day. So I think if you're doing this strategically and you're going to earn money, all 10 at bats, you are squaring around and you're trying to bunt the baseball. You're way more likely to get a foul tip. And if you put it in play, dude, you put a few balls in play, there's your month's salary, your month's paycheck, you know?
Yep. So that's exactly what I would do. I don't even know. I might even be too scared to like really square and bunt, because I don't know if I'd be able to get out of the way if they went up and in. I'd probably do like the little league, like stand back and just kind of hold my bat out and be like, come on, buddy. Like just up and down with the bat, hope it touches it.
Bro, that's exactly what happened to me in 2012. So I was facing someone throwing 97 sinkers, and they called on me to bunt, and straight up just put my hands out, prayed to the God that it wasn't going to hit me. And of course it hit me like right on the palm of the hand, and my hand was stinging for like 2 weeks and still got out. It was the worst. So I'd say maybe I'd make $100 just because I'd try to bunt and have that happen. But that's about it, man. There's no chance I'm swinging a bat and getting any type of barrel.
Bobby's bunting. Yeah, dude. Bobby's out there bunting to pay for his bunting medical bills.
That's it,
break
bro.
Your hand and use the $2,000 you made to go pay for the broken hand. I sack bunted a few times in college, and I was so fast that my coach was always like, hey, and I was good at drag bunting, push bunts, but so he'd give me a sacrifice bunt, and I would always drag the first time, try to get a base hit out of it, and then if not, then I lay it down. I did that all season, and I didn't sack bunt a ton, but I probably did it 5-6 times throughout the season. And we get into a big game late in the season, and he gives me a sack bunt, runners on first and second, and I drag super late and turn, and it's up and in, foul it like right off the side, like hits my bat and right off the side of my cheek. And I'm like, fuck, like I was like embarrassed, you know, it hits my cheek and like the ear flap and like kind of twist my helmet. And I'm like, am I okay? I look at him at third base, and he looks at me and he's like, sack bunt. I'm like, what the fuck? I've been doing this all year. Like, now you're angry. So then I end up going sack bunt, foul that one off, 0-2. I hit a double, score both runs, and I get to second base, and he's in the dugout. He's like, nah, fuck this guy. He wasn't even there to go, nice job. He's like in the dugout going, I'm not freaking giving him a thumbs up for that BS. Jeez, coach. Flipped it on me quick there, but
fuck this kid.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's an idiot.
Oh my gosh, bro.
My college coach was the absolute man, though. Love that guy.
That's awesome. Dude, so moving on, we got a stat of the week. Jake, I think you got this one for us, man.
A little Tony Gwynn. Throwing it back to my man, Tony Gwynn. 188 strikeouts in a decade, in the 90s. In the whole decade of the 90s, this dude had 188 Ks in, I mean, it's like 1,200-something games, which is pretty incredible. To put it in perspective, De La Cruz, 218 Ks this season. He's about to be our like rumored MLB the cover 25 guy. So I you know, it's interesting when I look at this, because I think the art of hitting, I don't know if it's gone, but it certainly has changed, obviously. And with, you know, and Gwynn is one of those guys that there's a lot of guys that you can look back and go, yeah, well, if you put him in today's game, Gwynn obviously retired not terribly long ago, but he would do the same thing today. I don't give a shit who's on the mound. He'd do the same thing. He would be Luis Arraez. He would be those guys. And he would probably be paid the same as he was back then, because, like, you look at the market now, Arraez isn't big. He's not a big guy that people are looking at. Like, they don't even – like, the Yankees, he's probably a good guy for the Yankees. Like, get a table setter, get somebody to get on base for the guys, the big bats you got. But it's almost like they don't even – they're not even looking at him. Like, yeah, fuck, it doesn't matter. He's Juan Soto without the power. So it's like, no thanks. It's just interesting the way the game goes to me, but I don't know. I just love seeing those at bats scrap. And when I see a stat like this, I'm just like, damn, that is, you know, pitch. It's just a tough out. Tough outs are hard to come by today.
Yeah. If you basically do the comparison and make them proportionally equal, Ellie De La Cruz struck out 2,180 times versus Tony Gwynn's 188 in the same time span.
It's insane. That's insane for a guy that's 10 times faster and the biggest threat on the bases in the MLB. And over 10 years, you are getting, you're having 2,000 chances less to help your team. That's insane.
That's crazy, bro.
Crazy.
Just I was crazy. Saying it earlier, man. The 188 times that he struck out was probably the only amount of times I would strike someone out if I pitched in 1,273 games. I was not a strikeout pitcher at all. It was just ground balls, double plays all day long. It was like walk a guy, ground a guy out. That was it.
Pitch the contact.
Hey, that's it, dude. My pitching coach, well, shout out Wade Kitchens, in high school, used to tell all our pitchers, miss barrels, not bats. He's like, I don't want to see you throw a 7-pitch at bat trying to K someone up. He's like, I want to see you jam them on the first pitch. Like, so I spent the next 5 years like, pitchers, let's go, baby. Miss barrels, not bats, you know. Like, you know, whatever he said.
Yeah. I don't know what it means, but yeah, do that.
Spent most of my coaching career just stealing other people's lines and regurgitating them over and over.
That's it, man. It's very rare that you come around an original thought.
Mm-hmm. I think true. Wade Kitchens is an electric baseball name.
Oh, dude. Speaking of guys like we were talking about earlier that walk out to the mound, he went to Chapman. He was a D3 All-American. He was a freaking hoss. His name was Big Sweat. He's like 6'4", 280 when he played. Absolute fucking animal. I think he threw 182 pitches in a game one time.
Jeez, bro.
And that was like, kind of a lot. It was like, man, that's a lot more than the 138 you usually throw.
Bro, my wing is hanging just thinking about that.
Yeah, he's a dog. Wade Kitchens was a dog. Let's get into the – are we on the pitchers yet? I'm excited about
this. Bro, no. So we gotta talk about Wade Kitchens and how he probably participated in the ballpark food bracket, bro.
Oh,
his go-to bracket with that last name. So for today's – for today's bracket, bro, this thing, I'm really excited that we're doing this. So today we had hot dog versus chili, bro. They were 93% win on the hot dog category. I feel like that was a no brainer. And they're for sure 100 or the number one seed going into it. What do you guys think? Do you think chili even had a chance?
Chili no. only had a chance if it was on a glizzy. That's it.
I was just going to say, if you put those two together, that might be number one. Might be your winner, but chili didn't stand a chance. Hot dog all day.
Yeah. The culture around glizzies today is just like different, man.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah. It's extremely sus. Not going to lie.
Yeah, half the people that voted for the hot dog probably didn't even think about eating it. They're just like glizzy. Fuck yeah. Got to go all the way to the top.
Oh my God. Losing my composure over here, guys. Let's go.
next week the baseball kids are gonna be like, can we have glizzy versus something else? We just want glizzy versus the world.
All right, next we got peanuts versus Cracker Jacks. This was a tough one. It was 58% peanuts, 42% Cracker Jacks. What do you guys got on that? Do you feel like it was an upset, or did it go to the right horse?
I'm a Cracker Jack guy.
I'm a Cracker Jack guy through and through, man.
Yeah.
100%.
Peanuts are just a little dry. You got to crack them. They're messy. I'm all about give me the Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, man. They don't even come with like something exciting in the packaging, you know?
Yeah, dude. Why would you give me something with no little, you know, sticker in there that I can't look at and go nice exactly. And then throw it away?
Yeah, man. Like when I was a kid and I was going to the grocery store, if a cereal box had a toy in it, I was getting that cereal.
100%,
bro. That's why McDonald's made all those money or all that money on the little dolls that they sold. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't there peanuts in Cracker Jacks? Isn't there like one or two little peanuts, like just like
I think there is
to the outside of it?
Wow. Yeah. I think there is. I don't know. I don't even know what the hell a Cracker Jack is.
No clue. I could be wrong. That could be like the caramel corn popcorn. Anyways. This one was definitely an upset. So soft pretzel versus pizza. Who do you guys think that went to, first of all?
I would. It's got to go. That has to, I don't know what these people voted for, but it has to go pizza.
Yeah. Like,
bro, soft pretzel won. I can't believe this. It was 57% soft pretzel. It's like, dude, I don't know who is on the baseballer account, but you guys need to figure your life out. Like, if you're not going pizza all day long, you guys are insane.
That's like a crime.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that is bad. That's so bad. If I'm spending that much money at a ballpark, I'm trying to feel like I'm eating food, not a pretzel. I don't know. I don't even finish the pretzels if I get pretzels. You just get tired of them.
Bro, it's just the worst smell in the world, by the way. Wieners, or is it? Oh, shoot. What is it? I can't even remember the name of it. That's how, like, that's how much it frustrates me. But every time I'm walking past a mall and then you got the pretzel smell. Oh, okay. Jake, pause on that. What are you talking about, bro?
What do you expect, dude? You said the worst smell in the world is wieners. You think I'm going to sit here and stare at the wall and keep my mouth shut? Come on, bro. You can't roll that out there and expect nothing to happen.
Dude, I'm a walking, talking, that's what she said joke. It's the worst. All right, moving on. Next one we got are fries versus bratwurst. This one was clearly going to fries at 71%. Once again, glizzies. Jake, what do you got on that?
I just think if I'm getting food, if I'm paying for the – I'm not one of those guys that's like, let me eat a bunch of food before I go to a game so I don't have to spend money. I don't go to Disneyland and complain about the prices. I know what I'm walking into. So I'll spend the money. I don't care. But I just feel like if I have to eat at a game, it's because I'm very hungry. Mm-hmm. And I'm not getting fries over a brat. Like, I feel like a brat's the way to go. This is another miss for me.
Yeah, man. The fries are never the way they're supposed to be. They've always been sitting there too long, and they're not fresh. It's just not something I'm about. At all. Fries at baseball games, to be completely honest with you, I stay away from them at all times. I'm a huge brat guy. Is there something I'm supposed to say after that? Can I? No, I probably can't say that on the show. but brats with some peppers and onions on it, dude, crush it.
No.
See, I'm going the other direction because I've been to a couple ballparks where it's like carne asada fries or like steak fries or like they throw a ton of stuff on there. So I feel like it could go either way. If it's including like the steak or the chicken or whatever else you got, I'd probably go fries.
I would too. But did it say fries or like loaded fries?
Just fries.
See, I think the image that was portrayed in this one looked pretty good. So I'm not gonna lie. Ooh. Or maybe it was just like the garlic fries or something. If it's garlic fries, I'm saying no shot because your breath smells terrible. And if all the people around you aren't eating them as well, then someone's just getting obliterated. Yeah. Next we got burgers at 83% versus tacos. What do you guys got on that?
I think that the only thing that would screw up your stomach more than Taco Bell tacos or anything from Taco Bell is a ballpark taco, and I'm staying away from it. Destroys the stomach.
Interesting, bro.
Yeah, I'm in San Diego, and this poll tells me that there's not a lot of people in San Diego voting on this because you go to Petco and you get some tacos from the vendors there. You're not even considering a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Not That's even considering it. So but I do understand, like, everywhere else. And I don't know all the other parks, but I would just imagine there's not a lot of Southern California or places that people are going to with really good tacos, because you walk into Petco and it's like you're looking for the first taco vendor.
That's what it is. Or even like a Chronic Taco, bro. Angel Stadium had Chronic Taco for the longest time, and it was so bomb. Mm-hmm. I would take a Chronic Taco, carne asada taco over any burger any day long, even In-N-Out. And that's a hot take.
Wow. Being on the East Coast, I guess, like SunTrust, what was the Braves park growing up? Turner Field. We didn't really have our taco game was weak, man. Taco game was weak.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. California is just better. Anyways, moving on. Ice cream versus Dippin' Dots. What do you guys got on that?
I'm a Dippin' Dots guy.
See, I'm an ice cream guy.
I'm a neither guy. I don't really like ice cream or Dippin' Dots, to be honest. But ice cream took the shelf at 61%.
I think if there are kids voting, it's Dippin' Dots and Jinx. If there's adults voting, ice cream.
Yeah. My wife's in the Dippin' Dots category as well. Anytime we go to a fair or anything like that, she's all about the Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
I'm curious what they really are. I feel like they're so overpriced. Yeah. I'm hoping my daughter does kind of takes a step in my direction and just chooses no ice cream. But if she ends up going ice cream, I'll probably end up following suit with her and having a cone with her every time she gets one.
Got to.
Yep. So popcorn versus cotton candy. That was just a massive landslide at 82% popcorn. I feel like that's fair too. Cotton candy, it's like no sustenance at all. It's literally just for the kid.
Yeah,
they got one right. Good for them.
Right? Yeah.
Gets all over your face, gets on your hands, you know.
Straight up sugar, and you don't know where your hands have been all game. You're like over here touching the handle. Someone sneezed, some kid, some 3-day-old beer. Like, it's just no shot. I'm licking my fingers after that, bro. That's disgusting. All right, nachos versus chicken fingers. Now, this one was a tough first matchup, because I feel like both could have a chance at the final, at least final four, but yeah, they had to go head to head right out of the gate. What do you guys think?
That is kind of a 1-2 seed in the first round. I'm going nachos all day. I think if I even just went and got whatever I wanted, I'd get nachos, cheese with just 8,000 jalapenos, and I'm good. Cheese and jalapenos, sign me up. that to me is that should win the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a simple guy. I'd take that over some loaded nachos. I just like, I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you're telling me you'd take it over the glizzies, bro?
Fuck yeah, dude. Dude, I literally finished a movie on my couch at like 11:30 last night and went to the fridge. I'm like, I'm hungry. Nothing in there but a big old thing of nacho cheese. I heated it up and ate an entire bag of chips and cheese all night long.
Dude, your stomach, bro.
It's like I got an iron stomach. I'm also lactose intolerant, so maybe I don't. But they got over-the-counter pills, dude. I could eat whatever I want. I take a little over-the-counter pill, I'm freaking eat anything.
That stuff works for you?
Oh, dude, like, no doubt.
Wow.
Yeah, the little capsules. Yeah, I'm all about those.
Can you guys put me on? Because that's not the case with your boy over here.
go to Target, dude. Just go to Target, go to their whatever section it is, and just look for lactate pills. You'll find them.
Dude, okay. All right, quick story. Segue really quick. First time I've hung out with Jank, this dude absolutely obliterated like a triple stack cone of ice cream in like 3 bites. The dude literally just like took bites out of ice cream. I've never seen that. He literally like saw the spoon, flipped it behind his back, and just chomped on that ice cream, bro. It was gone in 30 seconds. And he's like, I'm hungry. And got like a whole bunch of food right after that, bro. It was the craziest thing. How are you lactose intolerant and just crushing ice cream?
Make Jake's just caveman, just ate his ice cream. He's like, oh, I'm hungry. What's
next? I am just giving an actual depiction of what took place.
I know. Hungry. I've spent time at the camps with Jake's. I know. I know. Man can eat.
Yeah, man. Listen, the lactose intolerant, you're only lactose intolerant for people around you. That's the real issue. I'm fine with it, but it's the people who have a good sense of smell or half decent sense of smell around me who have the issue with it. And I think it's selfish on their end.
Agreed. I agree.
Dude, we had like 15 guys in that house with one bathroom. That was a brutal evening, bro.
That was tough.
All night long, bro. Yeah. That's terrible.
Jake sleeping on a yoga mat like, on the floor.
We were just laughing, just 3 a.m. trying not to wake everyone up, laying there like a freaking waterboard. That was great.
Oh, man. I don't even know if I announced this, but Nachos won 55% on that one. Dude, these are fun. I'm excited. So we got quarterfinals next week. And I think, Jake, you said that you got Nachos winning the whole thing. What do you got, Jake? Who do you think's got the shot at going all the way?
Yeah, I think Nachos and the Glizzies are going to be one hell of a battle, but I think the Glizzy will prevail.
I still think popcorn has a chance, but ultimately I think hot dogs are going all the way through as well.
Popcorn has no chance. It's going to be Glizzies.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean,
I'm riding Nachos just because I want to have a team in this, but against you guys, but it's going to be Glizzies.
Yeah. We're sitting here not even calling hot dogs hot dogs. We're calling it by another name, and we all know what we're talking about. That's how popular they are.
Man, who knew hot dogs would just benefit from social media this much?
Bro, yeah, that's hilarious. So we got a new segment, which is for this week, is my favorite, because we are going to be announcing our host rankings of who we would take in our starting rotation for 2025. So Jank, I'm gonna have you lead it off, buddy. What do you got?
Give me all right,
top so, five, fifth to first.
All right, so at number five I have Shohei Ohtani. Reason why he's number five on my list is because he hasn't pitched a little bit, but I believe in the guy because he's like the greatest athlete to ever grace the earth. So I'm going with Shohei. Number four, I got Framber Valdez. Disgusting. Okay. Got a lot of faith in that guy.
Love that guy.
And now this is my favorite part, my top three. Okay. My top three are based off of, you know, how well they actually pitch, but they got some disgusting mustaches as well. I've been growing mine out. I don't know if you guys can see. Mm-hmm. I got Spencer Strider at three, Garrett Crochet, and Dylan Cease.
All stashes.
All stashes. That's crazy, bro. Dude, there are definitely some interesting names in there for the top three, but that might actually work out. I'm actually impressed with your choosings for 25, man. From a hitting guy to that's
I'm not. Good.
I'm trying to be nice, bro.
100 mile an hour fastball, stash. Come on.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not totally against it, but I don't think it's that good. You got all these options, and that's what you went with.
I mean, they're in the top 40. You got to give them that.
Yeah. You got to pick your top five, and you choose numbers 36, 32, and 29 for your 1-2-3s. Oh, baby, Jank.
I'm a little all over the place with mine, too, bro. Jake, let's get yours, bro.
All right. We're going. George Kirby and my five guy. I like Kirby. Looks like a little kid out there, just kind of gets outs. We're going to Cole Reagans four. Big fan of that guy too. And I like that he's young, and I like that he's on the Royals. That's it. That's really all the research I got on the guy, but he's a dude. Actually, the research I got on him is 186 innings and 223 Ks as a starter. That's nasty. That's a nasty guy on the hill. 67 walks, 67 to 223 walk to strikeout ratio. I'll take that. Top three right here. Logan Webb in the three spot. My number two guy is going to be Skeens. And my number three, and my number one is going to be Scooble, which is dog, and then fucking dog. Rolling dogs out there. I mean, no, I don't know. Let's say you get 25 starts out of Scooble, Skeens, and Webb. I think you're going 70-5.
That's
gross, unless you're going against Jenks's 1-2-3, then you're going 75-0.
I just had respect that he brought Strider in there, bro. That was a good one.
I do like that.
Dude, that Quadzilla. That guy is massive. Every pitching coach in the entire nation is like, hey, you need to lift your legs, or you need to lift your lower half, just like Strider does.
Mm-hmm.
So my coach used to tell me that in college. I said, coach, I got these just stick legs. I used to say, coach, I was built for speed, not power. He's like, I don't give a shit. I'm like, you ever seen a cheetah with big calves? I didn't think so. Sit, baby. I still had to go lift legs and hated it, but he didn't accept my analogy of why I shouldn't lift legs.
Yeah, I mean, look at Usain Bolt, man.
I'm saying speed. What do you got, Bobby? Yeah, I know it's not better than mine. I know it's better than Jenks, but I know it's not better than mine.
I'm pretty confident in mine. I'm not gonna lie. So I was originally going with Spencer Strider for my number five as well, but I'm doing some little research, and it looks like he isn't going to be starting in January, and they'll reassess in February. So I want to get those first couple starts with Jacob deGrom, and depending on Jacob deGrom's health, we may trade for Strider in the first few months. So that's my number five. Number four, Garrett Cole. Love the dude. Dude's electric. He had a little upset last year, but guy's a dog. Number three, Tarik Skubal. Got him third on the rotation because I'm overly confident with my number two. So Tarik Skubal's changeup, absolutely disgusting, by the way. I love that guy's changeup in his higher arm slot. And just how he's able to freaking attack the upper half of the zone. I freaking am in love with his pitch design. So number two is Luis Gill. So Luis Gill absolutely crushed it for me for fantasy ball. And that guy's electric. He's young. Just love everything about him. And then Paul Skeens, number one. That one's the obvious one. But yeah, all of these guys, man, for me in particular, just all have great mechanics, have great pitch design, can throw the ball 100 miles an hour. Ultimately, though, I don't think we're going to see the crazy standard traditional starters in 25, 26. I think we're going to see a lot of what the Tigers were doing. So I think we're going to see some openers and less just like five-man rotations. But if I had to choose a five-man rotation, that would be it. And I'm pretty confident in it.
It's not a bad one. Not Mine's a bad better. One. Ooh, My number three guy led the league last 2 years in innings pitch, so I got a traditional starter in three. Skubal will go. Skubal will go 7, 8, 9 for you. I got Skeens. I think will too. So that shit. I got my top three guys are traditional power pitchers with some longevity. Gets you into the game. Get one guy out of the pen and a closer.
Bro, it's insane how many guys throw 100 miles an hour right now. I was looking down the list. I'm like, bro, every guy mentioned gets up to 98, 99, touches 100. It's crazy.
That's why they don't throw 7, 8 innings into a game, because they're throwing. They're not pitching like they used to, which today that's what gets out. So you got to do what you got to do. But nobody's throwing 100 without a max effort. That's the thing. And you're not going max effort for 7 innings and 110 pitches. You're just not.
Let alone 180, like old Wade Kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, big rig, baby. Big rig. And to be honest, why would you, if you got five dudes in the pen that can do the same thing healthy, and then a closer that can do the same thing healthy, why would you run a guy out there? If you got those kind of weapons, it doesn't make sense. So the game is what it is. I think that's the biggest thing, is all these rule changes and all this other stuff that's coming up. People are complaining, well, leave the game alone. It's like, I think you leave it alone and you just enjoy it for the progression that it goes through. It's like, this is where it's at. Amazing. Instead of seeing one dude throw 9 innings, we get to see 6 guys in a game come out here and throw disgusting pitches. See a bunch of different dudes. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But the same thing with Gwynn and De La Cruz. Gwynn, probably better hitter, obviously, but De La Cruz, probably a whole lot more exciting to watch play baseball. I mean, it's like we are getting, I think, a very good brand of baseball right now, and breaking it down to say it should be like it was is not, I did not think it's necessary. I think we enjoy each generation for what they're doing.
Yep. Yeah. Watching starting pitchers is like watching home run derby these days. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Really is.
So that's all we got for today. I'm really pumped to see what those quarterfinals look like next week. So make sure you guys tune in. Make sure if you are Glizzy fans, you're rooting for the Glizzy. But if you are looking for nachos like Jake, make sure you hold on for dear life, because those guys are getting knocked out in the next round if you're not careful.
James, if your pitching staff gets votes for the best one out of these three, just know it's a bunch of guys like you that just want to hit and don't know shit about pitching. That's the only people voting for that.
I will say, part of my list was I chose my top three because I have some kind of connection to them. either I've gotten a hit off of them before, or I was about to face them in a game, but then, you know, the game ended. So some kind of connection there.
The connection is those are the only, I know Shohei, and then the rest of these guys I have a connection to. That's why I know these pitchers. Otherwise, I don't know any other pitchers in the big leagues. If I haven't met them personally and gotten a hit off them or something, nah, I couldn't tell you.
They're just ball throwers at that point.
It just blows me away that the guys you want in your staff are the guys you've gotten hits off of, bro. You want guys in your staff that don't get hits. Yeah. You don't give up hits, bro. It's crazy.
What a stupid rotation.
F it O, Jake. F-I-O. Let's go.
Good stuff today, guys. Boys.
All right. Tune in next week, guys. We'll talk to you all later.